Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 298, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. Thanks so much for listening. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review and hit that subscribe or follow button. Don't be a stranger. Shoot me a DM on Instagram or Facebook and let me know what you want to hear more of. And please be sure to share the podcast. You can learn all the skills in the world, math, business, writing, but the right mindset will always trump them all. It's the great unlock to all other skills. Success and happiness come down to one single component, and that's mindset. In order to achieve our goals in life, our mindset needs to match those aspirations. And this is exactly what I pack into my free weekly newsletter. As a free subscriber, you receive the Mastering Your Mindset newsletter once per week, where I break down step-by-step processes to master your mindset and practical growth tips. If you haven't subscribed, but you enjoy the content I drop on this podcast, then you're missing out. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe for free to the Mastering Your Mindset newsletter. Do you find yourself ruminating on regret? Are the what-ifs and if-onlys taking over your thoughts? Is regret preventing you from living a life of fulfillment, joy, and greater health, both mental and physical? If so, then it's time to take control. Regret can rob us of our resources, precious energy that could be used in healthier ways. But with the right outlook and strategies, we can move beyond feelings of guilt for past mistakes or missed opportunities towards embracing confidence about our current self-care efforts. So, how can we break free from the burden of regrets? How can we reframe the past and start to write a new story today so we can live an energized life? Number one, realize that you did what was right. When we look into the past, we fall trap into something called hindsight bias, also known as the I knew it all along phenomenon. This is the tendency to believe that an event was more predictable than it actually was after the fact. Essentially, we overestimate our ability to predict the outcome of an event after we already know the outcome. For example, after a stock market crash, people may say, I knew that was going to happen, even though they did not predict it beforehand. And here's the danger with this bias. It severely affects how we view our own past decisions. And this leads to us believing that we should have known better or made different choices, when in reality, we could not have predicted the outcome at that time. Now, the impact of hindsight bias on our mental health can be significant. When we fall prey to this bias, we experience negative emotions such as regret, guilt, and shame. And these emotions can be very harmful because many times they lead to us dwelling on our past mistakes. And this prevents us from moving forward in a positive way. And what's scary is that this isn't even what I would consider the biggest danger of hindsight bias. No, what's scary is that it can make us overly critical of our own decisions and those of others. And this is what can lead to damaging our relationships and undermining our confidence. So, how can we mitigate the effects of hindsight bias? By acknowledging that we cannot predict the future with certainty. We need to acknowledge that we make decisions based on the information available to us at the time. By adopting a more flexible and forgiving mindset, we can learn from our past mistakes and make better decisions in the future. We can also revisit our past. Now, when we do, it's critical that we revisit with honesty. Be honest with yourself and ask, is there anything else I could have done with the information I had at the time? I can guarantee you, your answer will most likely be no. What's important is to focus and zone in on the lesson. Experience is more important than being right. Number two, look at where you are now. When we dwell on our past regrets, we become stuck in negative emotions. And when this happens, it becomes very difficult to move forward. However, when we take a step back and look at where we are now, we gain a more objective and realistic perspective on our lives and the opportunities available to us. Research has shown that focusing on the present moment, also known as mindfulness, can lead to numerous mental health benefits, things like reduced stress, improved well-being, and increased emotional regulation. By shifting our focus from our past regrets to the present moment, we cultivate a sense of gratitude and appreciation, specifically for what we have in our lives, rather than dwelling on what we do not. Looking at where we are now also helps us set realistic and attainable goals for the future. By taking stock of our current situation and resources, we are able to identify areas where we can grow and make positive changes in our lives. And this can help us move forward with a sense of purpose and direction, rather than feeling lost or stuck in the past, which we'll dive deeper into later. So remind yourself, you're better and stronger than you were. The past was not a loss. It was a stepping stone to your present and future. Number three, admit the radical truth. We are all students of life. But in order to fully commit to the role of student, we need to admit the radical truth. Now, you may be wondering, what is the radical truth? The radical truth is that regrets are an utter waste of time. And this is because they do not change the past and they do not help us create a better future. In fact, focusing on regrets can be detrimental to our mental health because it lights the fuel for feelings of anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. So, how can we avoid this trap? Instead of dwelling on regrets, focus on the present moment. Now, surely this is easier said than done. So, how specifically? By taking steps today that will lead to a better future. This means accepting responsibility for our past decisions, learning from our mistakes, and using that gained knowledge to make better decisions in the future. Now, what's critical as we navigate this responsibility is to also practice self-compassion. And this is a fine balance. This means treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, recognizing that we are all imperfect and that mistakes are a natural part of the learning process. If there were no mistakes, there would be no lessons. And if there were no lessons, there would be no growth. When we experience regret, the natural course of action is to often blame ourselves. And this leads to dwelling on what we could have done differently. And this acts as a petri dish to breed self-criticism. However, self-compassion offers a different approach. This approach involves recognizing that making mistakes and the natural urge and instinct of experiencing regret is a normal part of being a human. And rather than beating ourselves up over our regrets, self-compassion encourages us to offer ourselves the same kind of support and encouragement that we would offer a friend in a similar situation. This means acknowledging our regrets with kindness and understanding rather than harsh judgment. It also involves recognizing that we are not alone in our experiences because many others have faced similar challenges and regrets in their lives. Self-compassion helps us move past our regrets because it shifts our focus away from self-blame and toward self-care. Number four, never believe anything without questions. When we accept things at face value, without questioning them, we become more susceptible to bias, misunderstandings, and false beliefs. If we merely accept our regrets without questioning them, we become more likely to ruminate on them and feel stuck in the past. And it's this quicksand that negatively impacts our mental health and well-being. By questioning our regrets, we can gain a more nuanced understanding of the situation. This includes things like what factors influenced our decisions and how we might approach similar situations in the future. Questioning our regrets also allows us to challenge our assumptions and beliefs, which is critical and beneficial for personal growth and development. For example, if we regret not pursuing a particular career path, questioning that regret can help us explore whether that path would have truly made us happy, or if we are simply idolizing it in hindsight. Research has shown that a questioning mindset, also known as critical thinking, can lead to better decision-making, problem-solving, and cognitive flexibility. By questioning our own beliefs and assumptions, we avoid the pitfalls of cognitive bias, and we develop more accurate and nuanced perspectives. So ask yourself, is there another perspective? Is this the best way there is? Most problems are a result of people believing in comfortable lies. Number five, think about how your future might turn out. Regret anchors us to the past. And one way that we can break that anchor is to think about the future. See, thinking about the future provides us with a sense of direction and purpose. When we think about where we want to be in the future, we create goals and aspirations, and these help us move forward. And it's this forward momentum that helps us let go of the past and the regrets we have about it. Now, beyond this, considering the future also helps us reframe our past experiences in a more positive light. Because when we focus on the future, we start to see how our past choices and experiences have brought us to where we are today. And it's this shift in perspective that we can use as leverage to reframe our regrets as learning experiences that have helped us grow and develop as individuals. So ask yourself, from the lessons I've learned, how can I make my future better? Now, there's also another added benefit to this attention on the future. Optimism, a toxic byproduct of regret, is normally negativity. And we can evaporate this negativity by creating a more optimistic outlook on life. And we achieve this optimism by focusing on the future. Because when we focus on the future, we can envision a positive outcome. And most importantly, work towards making it a reality. And it's this positive outlook that can help us let go of those negative emotions and promote feelings of hope and optimism. So, from the question we just asked ourselves earlier, follow up by outlining the steps you'll take. Then, go and execute. Action beats worry and doubt every time. Number 6, lower your expectations on the outcome of your actions. When we have high expectations for the outcomes of our actions, we are more likely to experience disappointment and regret if our expectations are not met. Now, sure, in some cases, having high expectations can certainly be beneficial and motivate us to strive for excellence. However, when our expectations are unrealistic or unattainable, they can lead to things like unnecessary stress, anxiety, and disappointment. Research has shown that individuals who have lower expectations for the outcomes of their actions tend to have better mental health outcomes and experience less negative effect. For example, in one study, individuals who were instructed to lower their expectations for an upcoming task reported feeling less anxious and more satisfied with their performance than those who were instructed to maintain high expectations. Lowering our expectations can also help us develop a more realistic perspective on the world and ourselves. Because when we have high expectations, we are more likely to engage in black and white thinking. And this means that we overlook the complexities and nuances of a situation. By adopting a more flexible and open-minded perspective, we can better appreciate our successes and learn from our failures. Remember, the more we expect, the less we receive. What we regret most is what didn't go according to plan. However, you get experience when what you expect doesn't happen. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into breaking free from the burden of regret. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.